Let us start from the Mishnah and that Hayamid Aleph. Had Mosai Shailen is Akshamim, to when is Nimshech the Zman of Shailas Kshamim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Sheyaver HaPesach, Ameir Omer at Sheyetze Nisin Shenema, Vayerid Lachem Geshem, Moire Umalkesh Borishe. Omalei Rav Nachman l'Rabbi Yitzchok. Yoyre, es ist erst ein Gekasche an der Posseg, Yoyre benissen hi, the Isman of Yoyre, the first rains, benissen, Yoyre b'macheshmen hu. Yoyre is b'macheshmen, the Sanye, Yoyre b'macheshmen, u Malkesh benissen. Omalei, hochi, omar ab Yoychenen, bime Yoyl ben Psuel, niskayim mikroze. That's true, that all the time, there's no, this doesn't occur. Yoyr is bime Cheshven. But this occurred once, this was a nest that occurred bime Yoyl ben Psuel, niskayim mikroze. Tersiv be Yeser hagozom ochel ha'arbe. First it says about the Re'ovin that came about to the Achila of the different Minim of Gozom and Arbe. Is Oysa Shona Yotza Ado V'lo Yordu Kshomim. That year, it was Ado already, Tachsme the Redak says that 4 years there was Arbe and Gozom and then there was Atziris Kshomim. Oysa Shona Yotza Ado V'lo Yordu Kshomim. Yod lehem revia rishayne be'echad benissen. The first day of Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the first rain came. Omalem novi li Yisrael, tzu viziru. So the novi told them, it rained now, so now is as man mukshe to be zerea. Omru loy mishe yesh loy kav chitim, ay kabayim sairim, yechlenu v'yichye, or Yisrenu v'yomus, is this a practical thing? That means if we'll be Zereya, so by the time it will grow, we'll die from hunger. So l'cheir, it's more practical, to kaponim to eat the little that we have left. Omalem afal pikein tzu v'zil. And that's in Yaakov it says, yotzu v'zil. They listened to the Novi, they had betochin, and Yotzov is all. So now they don't have anything to eat though. They were Mekayim the Tzivui of the Novi. They were a Bechine of a Boruch HaGeva Sheyiftach B'Hashem. They were Beteich and Derotzen Hashem. There was Zeichev, the Boy Hashem Yiftachoy, there was Zeichev Tenisim. Is Nasilam Nes. Nizgalu Lehem Mashe Beksolim U'Mashe Bechurei Nemolim. So then the Rebbeinu Shalom was megalo to them, oitzres that the achborim and the nemolim had stored, and since they were hashlech Hashem Yehovcho, so memele, so there was oichetaket, there was oichetaket in Issim. God, there's a psalmeridike word from the altar from the Vardik. It says pshat in posik, it says, that vachaltem l'soiv in Parshas Bahar, it says vachaltem l'soiv v'shavtem l'betach aleo. By the mitzvah of Shemitah, it says vachaltem l'soiv, and in Teyos Koinim it says that's a mitzvah. Vachaltem l'soiv, that it's a mitzvah. V'shavtem l'betach aleo. So he explains what there was a mitzvah vachaltem l'soiv. So he explains there was a mitzvah taket. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that Yidden should not hoard. That means that there were 7 years before Shemitah. He didn't want them to hoard. He wanted to pakel pachaltem l'soiva. They should eat and they should be zat. Bishavtem l'vetach aleo and pakel, they shouldn't have heart palpitations. They should have betochen. Eat normal. Don't put anything away. V'chisoyim romanoichal b'shona hashviz v'tzivis yes b'chosin. That's what the Pasuk says. But the Alta from the Vavik says, Amir de Kazach, that this Brocha, Vitzivisyas Bechosi, was given with a Tznai, Vachaltam Lasoiva. That means those Yidden who did not hoard all the 6 years, So they were able to see the Tzivisiyas Bechosi. Those Yidden who did hoard, so they didn't see the Tzivisiyas Bechosi. So it says to the Zamir and the Kazakh, when it came Shemitah, so each cat had a limut. Those who were Bali Betochen, they had a limut, see, taka, we didn't hoard, when it came a Chaltam L'Soiva, and we saw the Tzivisiyas Bechosi. Those who hoarded came the sixth year, Garnish mit Garnish. So Nebuch, they also had a limit. They had a limit. What would have been if we would have taken that hoarded? Mamashim died from hunger. We put away, and we see Al Capone, and we had nothing. So Memele, each person has limudim taka from matzovim of life, he has limudim. But yes, Orra Gever, that won't have betochem in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Well, Kaponim, here, this was the matzev of Klal Yisrael. Vakert, the Novi told them, B'shem Hashem tzu v'ziru, so it's mamish, the Yotzu v'zoru steht in Yaakov, and then there was a nest, and the Nizgala m'mashe b'ksola m'mashe b'churei n'molim. Yotzu v'zoru, so it rained, v'resh chedish nisn. Yotzu v'zoru, sheni, Beisnes shlishi urvi. Viyoda lahem rivi shniye bachamisha benis. And the second rain, that's the Malkoish, that fell bachamisha benis. Ikrivu oimer bishisha osa benisin. And they were makiv the oimer bishisha osa benisin. Nimtseis tevua hagdeilo bishisha chadoshim. Which normally takes 6 months to grow, gdeila ba'achad osayim. Nimsa oimer ha-korev mitvue shal shisha chadoshim, korev mitvue shal achad osayim. Baloise ha-dohu oimer ha-zoirim bedimo berino yekzeiru. He says, on this day, ha-zoirim bedime b'shas riyadu on a matzav of dime, they were a matzav of ra'ovein, and Berino Yikzeiru. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak Yoyre Benisinu. Tersiva Yoyred Lachem Geshem Moire Umalkoish Berishay. Bit me, so he's asking on the Posse cases. The Posse says, how could it be that the Moire was Benisin, the Moire is Bemacheshvin? The difference between these two types of rains. This was a nest. Bachmid, the Gevurah Sari asks, I besides we have to understand Rab Meir. Rab Meir says, that Nissen is as man Yerides Kshamim. It says, he brings the passage, Shnema B'yod Lachem Geshem Meiro Malkish Barishim. I see it's as man Kshamim. The Gemara says this was a Maise Shehoya B'meyoyol, and this was a Maise Nissen. This whole thing was a Maise Nissen. The Yerah was also B'Nissen, which is Zichar a Maise Nes. So how could Ramey bring a raya from this posik? As if the Gevurah Sari, that's where the Rishash wants to answer. That's a Chazal Nupshatan posik. But Pashta Dekro would seem that's the Zman. I mean, the Chazal Darshan that speaking about a Miyuchadik Zman. The Rai is from Moire, because Moire sicher not benissen. But Al Kaponim, Pashta Dekro, one could say that ויהיה לכם גשם מוירה ומלכש ברישן. The Malkish is Barishan. Could be the Malkish, which is the safe shomim, that is Nimshach Benissim. Kazaldu, that's not the right shot in Posik. Abol Kaponim, from the Pashto, the Krovais, they said Kedarshan. Hochi Garsinen, Yotza Ador, Vula Yorduk Shomim, Vula Yzor, Rev Ador, Loi Garsinen. Revi Rishoyne, Hascholas Kshomim. Kama Meforish, Reviyah, why is it called Reviyah, Shemar Biyah, Esa Oretz. Oy Yisrenu V'yomus Berov, Koydim Shetigodol HaTvua HaKadosh, Shaliyi Loi Mayoichal, Masa Lehem Nes, V'ayne Dorsi V'shilamti Lohem, Esa Shonim, Esa Ochal HaArbe. Yizkala Lehem Tvua Shebechurei Nomolim, Oma Shebeksolim, Sheotzu HaKborim. Yotzu Zor. Zorma Shabiyodam. Shani Benison Shlishi Revi. These 3 days there was a rayo. Umasha Motsu in the Khurim and in the Kisolim Ochlo. Mahesh Zoru Yordu Lahem Kshomim Behei Benison. Vikrivo Aimar Betazaim Benison. Ma'isa Tvua Hachadosh. Hagdeilo Vishisha Hachadoshim Mitish Revad Nisen. Normally it took the Yadal of Yoim. Misha benissen ad tezayin boi. Azayrim bedima berina yikzayru, shalai hoyil hem mar lechil, that was Azayrim bedima berina yikzayru. Let us see Toysviz, yayre b'macheh shvenhu, peirish akro d'chsiv vayoyid lechem geshem moire o malkish perishim porich. And the Posik, the Gemara is asking, the Masnissen Efshel of Taritz, the Malkish Pesomuch, Avo Beyeire, Moide de Bemacheshven. That means, that what Rav Meir said, that Nissen is as Mank Shomim, so it's not Muchach from Rav Meir, that Yeire is, that the Kshomim of Yeire is Benissen. Rav Meir, without being medayik from the psukim, one can say that Malkish is nimshach tol nissen. The Gemara asks from the posik. What's the raya from the posik? If you can say that the Mishnah, the raya from the Mishnah is because benissen is going, berishin is going on Malkish, so maybe that's pshat and posik also. So the Rif says Pshat, because the Posik says, in that parasha it says, Ki nosan lochem ha-moire litzdoke. That the moire was given to you litzdoke. Now, if the moire wasn't the normal times, so that's not litzdoke. So kochoch, that this moire guy, but that's mavu in the parasha. From the Mishnah it's not muchach like that. From the parasha it's muchach that the moire was also benissen. That's called it was a moire litzdoke. From the Mishnah we could say that the Mishnah is speaking about malkoish and not about moire. Zok the Gemara weiter. Mai holoich yelech uvochoi noisei meshech hazora. Omar Rav Yehuda, Sheir kshehu chayresh, hoylech uboiche. The Sheir b'shas chareshe was hoylech uboiche. He was also hungry. Ubachzir osoi, but on the way back, oichel chaziz min atelem. So the shachas started going already, that means going, the b'shas chareshe, And they planted the zera, so the shayr was in the matzav of chiyah because he was starved. But when they went back, others say pshat, see in Rashi, Marsha, but others say that in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that in Shabbos they used to be chayrish 2 times. The first time they used to be chayrish and plant the zroim, then he used to go over that chereshit to be mechaser the zroim. So when the shayr came back, the second chereshit, when he was chayzer, so already the zroim were sprouting already, and he was able to eat the shachas from the zroim, the chaziz. Zeh boyovoy berino. So when it came, so the Sher was also Merine. My Noisei Alumaisov, what's Noisei Alumaisov, Omar Rav Chisdev, Omri Lo, Bemas Nisintone, Kono Zeres, Shiboiles, Zartai. Now let us see Rashi, then we'll understand what this was. So Rashi says, My Holech Yeilech Uvochoi, Im Livnei Odom, if we're speaking about the Bnei Odom, Kvar Nema Hazerim Bedimo, Barine Yikzoiro. Hela Lasher HaKosovoim, speaking about the Sher. Bali Chosoi, Lach Reishatelem, Vos Holech Yeilech Uvochoi. Vachzirosoi oichol chazitz, shachas min hatelem shezoru b'achilot b'alichosom. From that furrow that they were zereya, shekshu zereya, miyad mascheles ligodol, so when he went back to be mechased the zroim, already there was shachas to eat. Mai boyov evrine noise elomoiso, Im ibn atvu shiyash lam lechel, alei kvar oma barina yikzeiru. So what's yavrin in Eisel o Moisev? So the Gemara says, Shiboiles zartayim, zeu nes godu, ma she'en kein derech kol tvue she'akone bishloyshe ve'arbo bishiboiles. It is normally the a stalk of tvue of wheat. So there's the stalk, and then on top of the stalk, there's shibaylis, there's kernels of tvuah. Now, normally, the ratio is 3 or 4 to 1. That means the kone is 3 times as much as the shibaylis, or 4 times as much. So when one cuts tvuah, he makes bundles, there's a certain amount of kanim he can put into the bundle because it's not too heavy because the eco weight of the tvue is from the shibaylis. So if the shibaylis is a fourth of the whole konis, so there's a certain amount of kanim they can put into a bundle. Now over here, and by this maise nach, there was a shinya teva. It not only was the kone, not only was the shibaylis a fourth of the whole stalk. No, there was the kone zeres. Zeres is a chatzi amo, so the kone was the size of a zeres, and shibaylis zartayim. So the shibaylis was 2 times the size of the kone. So when they started making bundles, so they took the normal amount of kanim, they started making a bundle. Let's say the cheshbon was 50 kanim ta bundle. They took 50 kanim ta bundle, achman and etzlan. It's weighed a ton. They couldn't lift this up. So alumaysov, they had to make special bundles. They had to make different types of bundles because of the shinui of the tvuah. That's the noise alumaysov. Now let us see Taisvis. Barsirosai oichol chaziz min hatelem. So the Gemara says, when Bishas the Sher came back, oichol chaziz min hatelem. Bekosha hod kamulael, nimtza hagdeilo bishisha chadoshim, gdeilo ba'achados oyoim. That what normally took 6 months took now 11 days. Havalei lemeima gedela betleisa ubiyud beiz yoyme. It's how do you know it took 11 days? It should have said it took 13 or 12 days. Shrei miyad mascheles ligodl. That means like this. The Marsha wants to say Lule Divrei HaTosfos. The Marsha wants to say a Teretz. HaTosfos didn't learn like that. Marsha wants to say as follows: they planted the first 3 days, That means it's Beisnissen, Gimelnissen, and Daladnissen. And nothing happened because there was no Revi'i Shniya. They needed a Revi'i Shniya in order for it to start growing. So the Revi'i Shniya was Hei Nissen. So from Hei Nissen to Tezayin Nissen was 11 days. That was the 11 days. No, so everything started growing from after the Revi'i Shniya. That's what that's when everything started growing. So Taka took 11 days. Now there's a problem. So if everything started growing from the Revi'i Shniya, what here it says over here, that when the Shvarim came back, they were eating Chaziz already. And Rashi says, Klol, it seems, when they were going back, I mean, Shizoru Bali Chosun, Shigzerei, Miyad Maschelus Ligodel, according to the way the Mashal wants to say, it wasn't Miyad Maschelus Ligodel. Fakelta first started growing Hei Nissen. They planted Beis Gimel Dalet and nothing was growing. So the Mashal wants to say Taki, not like Rashi. He wants to say, what's Pshat Kishehen Chayzrim? That means they were working these 3 days. So when they were, not what we, as we mentioned before, that there was, that there used to be Zerei V'Chayzer, there used to be Chayrish V'Chayzer V'Chayrish. Not to be mechased Israel. When they came back after the 3 Yemei Hachrisha, they saw there was Shachas there already, and this was Heinis, and that's what the Mashal wants to say. So Memela, so the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is telling us that it took Yud Alef Yayin, because what they planted before did not start growing till Heinis. But Taisvis does not want to learn like that. Taisvis, that's why Taisvis brings down that Shremiyad Mascheles Ligodl. It started growing right away. So if it started growing right away, so the two started growing from Beis Nissen, Zukta Marsha, so Philip will say, you don't Cheshbon, you start Cheshbon from a Yom Sholem, so we'll start from Gimel Nissen. So Gimel Nissen will be 13 days, and Dalet Nissen will be 12 days. So how do you know Bechlal, that there was Yud Alef Yayin. B'shem Yeshloime, the Lachol HaMulcheres, and Nizra B'shlisis, the third day of Zriya, Kom HaNimtza G'deilim B'Yud Alef Yayin. That means if you start a day later, you don't say that the day of the Yayim HaZriya doesn't go into the Cheshbon, because it wasn't a complete day. So, he says, Al Kaponim, that which was Ein Chanami, other things took 13 days, 12 days to grow. But that which was planted, the Yom Dalet, and we'll start the Cheshbon, that wasn't the whole day, so we'll start counting from Yom Hei, so that took 11 days. Betzorich Iyun. Now what's the Betzorich Iyun? So, Rabbi Kiveger says on Teisvis, he says, that's true, that the Zicha was Fartike Tvue, by this man, Ktsira Sa'oimer, but who says that Tvua was from the Tvua that was planted Dalet Nissen? Maybe the Tvua was that was planted Beis Nissen, Gimel Nissen. So how could you jump and say that it took Lemaise Yud Alef Yoim? So it could be that's the Tzorech Iyun that Taisus is asking, on this Teretz. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak, May dechsiv ki kora Hashem l'rov v'gam bo el ha'oretz sheva shonim. The Eitz Yosef brings from the Kli Yakor v'gam bo el ha'oretz ki kora Hashem rov, it just says v'gam bo el ha'oretz sheva shonim. So the Kli Yakor says pshat that the pasuk is telling us that there was a bia each year. There was a besondere bia of rov each year. That means it wasn't a rov of one darga of peronius. As the years increased, the peronius also increased. And in each year of the 7 years, there was a besondere bia. There was a different, a more chomo de kerov. There was 7 shnois rov, and each year was worse than the previous year. Is bahanach sheva shonim my ochil? Omalei ochi omar Rabbi Yochanan shonah rishoina ochlu ma'ase bebatim. The first year wasn't too bad, so the things weren't coming in, but Masha Bebatim. Shniya Ochlu Masha Besodis. Masha Besodis, so Rashi says, Sfichim Umasha Nishtai Besodis. So that was the second year. Shlishis Psar Behemet Tahira. Revis Psar Behemet Meir. Chmishis Psar Shkotzim Ramosim. Shishis Bisar B'neim B'vnei Seyim. Shviyis Bisar Zroyoi Seyim. V'kayim HaShenemar Ish Bisar Zroyoi Yoichelu. Rav Tuvi Hamer was Ma'ira L'cheira we had before that after this Rav of 7 years there was a Reya with Shvorim. So it seems they had Shvorim. So he had the Shvorim, so L'chayre, so the third year they started eating, fourth year they started eating Bsar Behemet Meir. What happened that they have to eat Bsar Behemet Meir? L'chayre, they still had Shvorim around. At Mestavere, so they had the Shvorim, all of a sudden they got from a new mocker, Beis Nissen. I don't know if this is a dimyan, but he also wanted to be mitzadid a little like this. That that means that there's a Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa brings down a very interesting halacha with a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. It brings down that if a person is walking in the street and he sees a live wire. So he's permitted to call in Shabbos the electric company to come down and take care of it. It's a sakone. So he brings as follows. Here's a guy from a Gemara in Shabbos. He says, L'chayre, what hatter do you have to call the electric company? It's a sakone. So stand there. Stand there, and whoever passes by, he'll be ashamed. What hatter can be a machal Shabbos? Stand there. Whoever comes by, say, be careful, there's a live wire. It'll be yaitze the whole day with mitzvahs, Mekai mitzvahs the whole day, and you won't be Mechalo Shabbos. What hatter do you have to call or to be Mechalo Shabbos? So he says, he's not Mechuyiv to stand there. There's no Chuyiv to stand there. So if I'm not Mechuyiv to stand there, so I can go away. Now if I go away, it's a sakon. So Mamela, I'm allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. A similar halacha is brought down in the Ritva and Yevamah says if a kohen will see a meis mitzvah, but he's near a shtot, so he comes to the shtot and he goes over to the chevra kedisha and he tells the chevra kedisha that there's a meis over there. They say, fine, put down $1,000 and we'll take care of him. So the Ritva says also the same sort. He's not mechuyev to give $1,000. He's not mechuyev to give the heitzos of this mace. The Chevra Kedisha now is not interested in burying him without this this amount of money. So it's a mace mitzvah. So a mace mitzvah, so Kain is permitted to be metamah. So it could be that they weren't mechuyev. I mean, their only source of existence, not having tractors in those days, was shvarim. That they needed Shvarim eventually to be Chayrish. So it could be they weren't Mechuyev to Shech the Shvarim to use them as meat because they're putting them away for Tzayre Chayrish. So Mamela, if that is true, so Mamela, so they don't have nothing but to eat now. They're not Mechuyev to Shech the Shvarim. So Mamela, they're permitted to eat Behemet Meir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Kikor Hashem L'Rov, Bimei Yehoiram Ben Achov Nema. Mashe Besodis, Vich Mashe Shtai Besodis. Ochlu Besar Beneyem Mikzoso. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ve'om Alei Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchok, and that's premising the whole sugya that we have Shailas of Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchok. ואומלי רב נחמן לרב יצחק, מי דכסיב, בחקיר בך קודש, לא יובי בעיר. משום דה בקיר בך קודש, לא יובי בעיר, זה לא נסי רשי. משום דה בקיר בך קודש, שעתו מיטיב מייסךו, כלכלי ישראל, אז מקדש themselves, לא יובי הקודש ברוך הוא בעיר, this is a reason, since it's בקיר בך קודש, therefore ולא יובי בעיר, משום דה בקיר בך קודש, לא יובי בעיר, אמר לי, הוכי, אמר רב יוחנן, אז רבי יצחק תלמוה בשם רב יוחנן, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא יובי בירושלים של מיילו, עד שאובי לירושלים של מטה. So פשט the פסוק is, עד, till it be בקיר בך קודש, till there be השכוס השכינה מירושלים של מטה, בקיר בך קודש, till then, v'loi ovoi b'ir, then I won't, the Rabbein Shalom will not enter Yerushalayim Shalmalo, till it'll be b'kir b'chol kodesh, that'll be ashros ashchine Yerushalayim Shalmat. That is pshat. Omar, so b'emison, what is the Gemara teaching? The Gemara is teaching, we're saying pshat, that it's not a reason. Before we learn pshat, mishum bekir becha kodosh, therefore v'loi ovoi be'ir, it's a reason. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a reason, it's a zman. Ad bekir becha kodosh, kol zman, there won't be bekir becha kodosh, v'loi ovoi be'ir, that is pshat in the Gemara's parrot, and ir means Yerushalayim shalmailo, bekir becha kodosh means Yerushalayim shalmata. The Maharshei is Ksamir de Kekashe. So if the difference between the Teretz and the Kashe is, if we are saying Mishum, or we are saying Ad, you don't have to bring in Yerushalayim Shal Maile, Yerushalayim Shal Mata. So let's say Ad, and Ad Bekir Bechol Kodesh, till you'll be mated, you're Maisim, V'layovi Bir. That means it's a Zman, not a reason. Till we Bekir Bechol Kodesh, V'layovi Bir. Let's go a little further. Umi iko Yerushalayim lemailo. So the Gemara asks, is there Yerushalayim lemailo? In the Chsiv, Yerushalayim abnuyo ki ir shechubro lo yachtov. Yerushalayim, which will be built, is ki ir, is equivalent to the ir shechubro lo yachtov, that is doimelo, that is achavotolo. So the device is another Yerushalayim. So my story, so where's this other Yerushalayim? Al Kocho, this is Lamaila. Let us see Rashi. Le'ovi b'Yerushalayim, b'ochi koma, ad she b'kir b'cho kodesh l'mato, t'hayne Yerushalayim lo'ovoi b'ir shalamaila. Yerushalayim habnuyo k'ir shachubro lo'yachto, Yerushalayim shalamato, תהי בנויה כעיר שחוברו לו, שיקי יויצה בו, חברתו ודוגמוסו. בכלל דיקה ירושלים האחריתי, סווייסטויס, סייק די עודי ירושלים, that's similar to it, ואיכן, אם לא למיילו, סמסתום מדי ירושלים is למיילו. פרסי טויסוויס, לאי אובוי בעיר, Perish be'ir ratzoloimer be'ir mamish. That's how the Gemara darshened. Le'ovi be'ir means a city. So mamelu the Gemara didn't understand it. Le'ovi be'ir. So that's a takta. That's the Gemara's maskana. Le'ovi be'ir ad she'bekir b'chol kodesh. V'yesh meforshim pashtei dikro. And this is a drash to what Chazal say. But others say, Pashti Dekro is, without the Rosh is, that Ir does not mean a city. Dekro, Pashti Dekro, Be'ir, Besine. Besine, Kloima, Le'ovei, Besine. Be'ir, Aviloshen, Sine, Kamoi, Umolup, Neitevel, Ori. So what does Taisvis mean? So Taisvis means that we would say Pshat and Pasuk, if Bekir Bechal Kadosh, if there'll be Klal Yisrael, be Bekir Bechal Kadosh, V'lo Yovei Be'ir. So the Rebbein Shlomo will not come besinne to the Shtot. Mishum de Bekir Bechal Kadosh, V'lo Yovei Be'ir. Now, what's the reason to say such a Pashta Dekro? So that's what the Rif says Pshat, because the Be'ir is with a Shvo, not with a Patach. Is that a Hayyadi? We're not speaking about a certain city. So if I can't, Be'ir would be very good besinne. If it'll be Bekir Bechal Kodesh, that'll be Meitiv Maiseichem, B'loi Ovi Be'ir. So there will not be a Be'ir besinne. That's Pashtei Dekro. And Fakir Tachsim, the Rif says, why doesn't it say, Lefiyem Safil, according to the Drash, why doesn't it say with a Pasach, or with a Komet, a Hayyadiyya? Because Yerushalayim Shalmala is not Yidua. We don't know about it. We never saw it. So therefore, Lefiyem, it's also good that it says, with a Shvo, Le'ovi Be'ir, Abbekir Bechal Kodesh. So it's talking about a ear, which is not Yodu Alonu. That's why it doesn't say with a Pasach, but a Kometz Boyer. But Omaloi Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. May Dersiv Uba'achas Yivaru V'yichsolu. Ba'achas Musi Bonavere Yivaru V'yichsolu. Musa Havolim Eitzu. So let us see what Rashi says, what the problem was. Ba'achas Yivaru V'yichsolu Musa Havolim Eitzu. Ilav Gzeir Shova, we'll see who make a Gzeir Shova of Hevel Hevel. Ilav Gzeir Shova Hoyomashme Atumim Ke'etz Lekabel Musa. He said, the Sefer Dekro, we can understand that Musa Havolim, the Musa, the Yisurim, the Teichoche, that the, it was Havolim, it's Leshov, because Eitzu, they're like, they are Tumim Ke'etz. So that's the Sefer Dekro. Now the Reish Dekro, so Davko Ba'achas, only with one Aveira, Yivaru is a Loshen either, Yivaru, the Bar V'Layedo, or Yivaru is a Loshen, to burn in Gehenna, or Ba'achas, only with one Aveira, Yivaru V'Yichsolu. The problem is the Ba'achas. The Musa Havolim Eitzu is understandable. The first half of the Pasuk is problematic. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak told them, Hochi Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Achasi, there is one Avere, Shemeva Eres, Rishoim Begehenem. Mai Avoidezorek, Sifocha, Musa, Avolim, Eitzu, Sifosam, Hevel, Heimo, Maisei, Tatui. Zogt Rashi, Ba'achas aveiru shehen oisin yizbaru aksilim rishoyim. This is one aveiru. So what is pshat to the Rif? The Rif wants to say that by other aveirus there's a seder mave rishin. Pamayim sholishim gover, that you're not manish right away. Abo by the zore afilu pam rishoyne. That's Pshat Ba'achas, already with once doing this Avera Yiv'aru, they'll burn in Gehenna already. That's speaking about the Avera B'Avera Zohar. Ve'om Aloi Rav Nachman L'Rab Yitzchak. Ma'al Dersiv Kishtayim Rois Osa Ami. They did two Rois. Tartinu Dahavye. Only two. Esrim vitarti shvikilu. You see, there's two girsois. There's missing another 22. They did 24 rois. Let us see Rashi. Esrim ושתיים שוויקלו בתמיה, בפרשס עשי שפויט, חוף דלד, עבירה שעוברו, it mentions 24 עבירה they were over, so why does it say, כשתיים רויס עושה עמי, they did 24, that's one pshat, לישנה אחינה שעוברו על חוף דלד צפורם, so then the gears is like different, and the gears is, they did two averes, they were over on the Chof Tal Tzvorim. Omalei, hochi, omer Rabbi Yochanan, achas shehish kulo kishtayim. That means, here we're not speaking about the schum, the mispor of averes that they did. We're just speaking about a specific avere that is shokul kishtay averes. Achas shehish kulo kishtayim. ומי נהיו אבוי דזורת? תחסיב, so they were in the אבוי דזורת that they were over, there was a double תביעה to them. תחסיב, כי שתיים רויס עושה עמי, אויסי עוזבו מקר מים חיים לחצי בהם בוי רויס, בוי רויס נשבור. תחסיב בו הוא, כי עברו איי חיתיים, וראו וקדר שילחו ראו, כעברו אי החיתים ראו, go over to the islands of the חיתים and see what they're doing. וקדר שילחו and sent to קדר ויזבוינינו מיועית, ההמר גוי אלוהים והמר לוי אלוהים, עמי המר כבודוי ולא יויל. תנא, understand soon exactly what kitiyim oivdim la'esh, kidriyim oivdim l'mayim. Ba'af al-pi sheyoidim shamayim mechabim esa'esh, lehimiru eloheyim. Ba'ami heimer kevoidi v'loyoyim. So, the Menachem Eshev Nefes is meforish, so it says this in Rashi, but let's go up to the Gemara now, that the Kitiyim are oived as a Eish. And by Emerson, they know that the Eish is inferior to the Mayim. She yedim shamayim mechabin as a Eish. So l'chayre, if they're oived as a Eish, why aren't they boiche b'mayim, which is stronger than Eish? So they didn't want to be meimer eloheyim. They didn't want. They have a mesayre from minigavisein biyadeim. They have a mesayre to be oivedeish. They don't want to change even for a better one. That is the kitiyim. Those from keda oivdem lamayim. So they have a superior avodazore. So they zicher don't want to be. So since they zicher don't want to be, since it's bekoyach lechabei says she'eish, so they don't want to be machlef there avoy dezoret. So now the Novi is tining, oisi ozvu mekor mayim chayim. That means the those from Kedar, we understand them. Fakir, they have a superior avoy dezoret, so. Which is bekoyach lachabi says aisho, that they should go and be machlef there by the zora feish, that's poshet as nisht. So now the Novi is saying, oisi ozvu mekur mayim chayim. That the posik is medamed, avoidus Hashem is borach, to mekur mayim chayim, that's amazay mayim. Mekur mayim chayim, lachziv lahem boireis nishborim. And the machlef mekor mayim chayim to boireis nishborim, to things which are nishbor, which are much less than this. So it's double. They're not like the kitiyim, and they're not like the those from Kedar. Now let us see Rashi. Sheshkulo kishtayim, the kitiyim v'kidriyim. That means the worse than both of them. The meforish. Sheheru mishneim. Lehevinu mehem, they did not understand, they did not learn, to kitiyim vekidriyim, let's see the Bach, Miloshrash mashmashay geirish kitiyim oivrim lamayim, vekidrim oivdim laish, vechenu beyalkit, so afa pishi rosam prusa, that means those who oivid laish, leirotsu lahamir, Ba'ami hemiru ba'acher, so that means this was by an avodah zarah p'chusa. They didn't want to change it. Ba'ami hemiru ba'acher. This is the Rabbeinu Shlomim ba'acher b'loyoyd. And not only that, they were meimer, but ela b'loyoyd. That is pshat in this pasuk. Va'omar lei Rav Nachman l'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman is asking Rav Yitzchak another shayla. Mahu d'chsiv, v'yihi kasher zoken Shmuel. That Shmuel became old. Umi siv Shmuel kulahai. Shmuel became old. For bar nun beis ave, he was 52 years old, b'shas misa doma ma, meis ben nun beis shon, ezer misosoi shol Shmuel haramosi. So Mamelus, why does the pasuk call him old? Omalei hochi omar Rabbi Yochanan, zikna kovtza olov. That was kentik, that the ziknas kovtza olov. That means, that simone zikne were nike anem keseide, and people saw he was aging. That's the taich ziknas, who was able to see that he was aging keseide. Now what's the reason that he aged? The chsiv. So now Chazal tell us Samaise. Rabbein Shalom told Shmuel Anovi, Nichamti Kimlachti Yashol. So this was from the Maise from Amolei. Amar Lefonav Rabbein Shalom, Shikaltoni Kimoy Shavar. I'm Shokul Kimoy Shavar, Versiv Moy Shavar Bechoyanov, Shmuel Bechoyre Shmoy. Is Ma Moy Shavar and Loi Bitlu Maise Yedeim Bechayev. That means their Talmud Yeshua was not, that's Maisa Yodayim, was Leibitlu Maisa Yodayim Bechayayim. Af Ani, if I'm Shokul Kedem, like them, Leisbatl Maisa Yodayim Bechayayim. Shol was considered Maisa Yodov of Shmuel, he was Mamlechem, so Memele, so Bechayayim, it should become Botl, he came with a time. Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu Heichi Avid. So Rabbeinu Shlom said, so there's a problem now. Leimai Shol, it's the Rabbeinu Shlom had wanted that Shol should be nifted then and there. Leimai Shol, Leika Shobik Shmuel. Shmuel's coming with a taina. Leimai Shmuel, that means HaKavodim Shmuel's taina is that Bechayai, that's a specific, Botle Maisi Yodi Bechayai, that's a specific taina. Leime Shmuel should die, so then we'll solve the problem, so it's not Bechaye. Adezuta, Meranani Abbas, die very young, people will start talking. Stami died young, Stami there was an Aveire. How to say, Digmar says in Brochus, he was a Moire, Haloch Lifnei Rabbi, Bifnei Eli, Stami the Soda, there'll be Taile, his Mise, and a Chasoran in Shmuel. Loi lei mishov, loi lei mishmuel, kvar egiye malchus dovet, abot. Vein malchus negas bechavet afilu kimlei nimo. So memela, there's a problem, something has to be done. It's omar kodesh bohu akpitz olav zikna. This is the problem that there was that lei mishmuel, that means that people be maranin. They'll say that he died young. So act it's all of zikne. So people see that he's aging. So there won't be a rinun anymore that he was nifter. Heine d'chsiv, that's pshat and posik. Bishol yoishev begivo, tachas ha'eshel beromo. Now this is a problem. V'chima inyin giva eitzel romo. Now, it was givas binyamin, and it was, romo was bahar afrayim. Now Shaul was in Gives Binyamin, and Shmuel was Bahar Ephraim. So that's Eloloi Malach. Migorim l'shol sheyeshev begiva shtei shonim umachte, that what was goyrim, what was mesavet, that the malchus of shol should be nimshach, and shouldn't be nifsak then and there, was nimshach for 2.5 years, tvilosoi shol shmul haramosi. So that's v'shol yoyeshev begiva tachas ha'ishol beromo, because of Shmuel that was beromo. So Memele, that was Mesaviv, the yeshiva of Shol Begiva. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ev Omar Marba Moyet Kotten, Misosei Shol Shmuel Haramosi, Mises Koresi. That's a type of a chorus. Meseches Moches Meforesh, Meis Bekach Shonim, so Mises Kores, Bekach Bekach, so Mises Askero. Yomov shel Shmuel nun beishon. How do we know this? Tachsiv ad yigomol hana. Then v'chov balet chadoshim nikra tinik. So then Chane brought Shmuel to Eli. Tachsiv ayeshiv shom ad oilom. They remained there ad oilom. Eilom oishal Levi chamishim shone. Shnema mi ben chamishim shone yoshuv mitzvo avoyde. Bibikurim Yerushalmi b'seida oylam timtza k'shnei dafim teis b'salzeh mistama other heichoches of the years of Shmuel Aramosi. Kovtza hilbin saroi. Ichamti v'rotza kodesh bochu lahirge miyat shikaltani k'moyshe v'arem v'si moyshe v'arem b'choyhano v'shmuel b'koyre shmoy. Ishovinei Maisa Yadayim, so Shmuel came with a time. Maisa Yadayim of Moshe Baran, Yeshua Fuwaya Tamidi Shalar. Kidemrine Beireven, Yotza Moshe Vishon Alehem Aaron Pilka. So he was a Talmud of Aaron also. Shmuel Shaddai Kizuta Bochel, he's young. Merani Nikolal Mabasre. The Omra Midemizuta, Shemachas Visholom, Aveiro Hisaboy, so it's a Zulzul. Shmuel, Chima, Inyan, Givas, Binyomin, Eitzel, Romo, Bahar Ephraim, Sheyoshav, Beishonim, Umachse, Kedemaforish, Beseda, Oilom, Shemola, Machtsish, Shnas, Ashtei, Esrei, Ushneim, Esrei, Ushloisha, Oso, Ushmumeis, Beseich, Shnas, Shloish, Esrei, Lusayf, Shmoina, Chadosh. Let us see Taisus. The Cheshbin that Shmuel was 52 years. Umisiv Shmuel Bobar Nun Beishnin Ava. Va'ate Eforish Chaye Shmuel. Nun Beishon. How do you know that Shmuel was 52 years? Shrei Beishono Rishoyne Shoye Eili Memune Lekoyin Godu Noidlat Shmuel. In that year that he was a Memune, so Shmuel was Noidlat, Kedersiv, Ve'eli yoyshe, that time when Chane came, kloima oyse yoyim nisyashe. Ve'nismane, ve'eli hoya novi v'shoyfeit arboim shone. Kedemaforish mekro. So he was a novi neshoyfeit for 40 years. U'shmul hoya novi v'shoyfeit yud shonim, koidem malchishol k'deise b'seid oilam. This cheshbon we have to glean from seid oilam. Nimtza shahoya shmul ben memtesh shono k'sheposak miliyos shoyfeit. Now, Taisus means as follows. Taisus means because Shmuel was, when he was born, he was 6 months and 2 days. So you have to start cheshbening from that day when Eli became his man Eliyah Shoyfet. So we have to cheshben berach 6 months later, Shmuel was noilet. So, and Shmuel,
So that means like this, that Shmuel was, when Shmuel was noiled, so from Leide Shmuel till the Gemar of the Eli was a Shoifet was 39 and a half years. Because he was 39 and a half years. Now, and when Seder Olam it says that Shmuel was a Shoifet for 10 years. So comes out that he ended being a Shoifet when he was 49 and a half. That's what Taisa says over here. Kenisa b'seidom nincha shoye Shmuel ben memtes shona kshepasak nis Shoifet. I mean, Taisa means 49 and a half. V'chatzi shone shebishone rishone shahoya eili novi noilet. So when he was born, when a half year after he became a Shoifet. But as soon as they became Malchus and Klal Yisrael, so became Nifsik, the Indian of Shoifte. So he was a Shoifet for 10 years. So that was 49 and a half then. V'taltin shnin upalge de Shol HaMelech. Shol HaMelech was only 2.5 years a Melech. So 39 and a half and 2.5 are a nudbe shnin, alochi kaporech umisiv. Yeah, 49 and a half and 2.5 is 52. Lochi kaporech umisiv. So 52 is not old. That's one mahalach to prove that he was 52. Umayri shayesh ichye choshev ani arboim shona da'eli. He cheshbened it differently. He says, this is only working with the Seder Olam. He says, we know the Seder Olam, that he was a Shoifet for 10 years, and then we know how long, we know when he was born, and we know when, how long Shaul was a Melech, so we could figure it out. But without the Seder Olam, we can't figure it out. Meiri shay choshev hani aboim shana da'eli koidem shenish boho. That there was 40 years of Eli before there was Nishbah Ha'orim by the Plishtim. So he was a Shoifet for 40 years. So that means, so he started becoming a Shoifet 40 years before the Shviyas Ha'orim. Uba'oisa yoim shenishba, the day that the Orin was Nishba, Meis. Kedersi, vayehi, kahaskiroi, aroin alekim, vayipel achiranis, patishover mafraktoi. So then, Eli was nifted then. So we have here 40 years. Va'orin hoyo beveis avinodov begiva esrim shana. Now the Orin, before it was brought into by David, there elapsed another 20 years. Kedersiv vayirbu hayomim, vayiyu esrim shana. There were 20 years. Vayinohu kol beis Yisrael achay Hashem. And they were nisasif achay Hashem, umiyad shemolach David birishalayim b'ainel achik shemolach bechevrein sheva shonim umachza heviu lisham. So that means after 7.5 years that he was melech in Chevrein, then he went and he became melech in Yerushalayim. So then the Oren was brought there. So this was. So these 60 years, that means after the 20 years, it was brought to Yerushalayim. Say v'chashoiv aboyim shechoya eli. So let's cheshben the 40 years aboyim shechoya eli. Im esrim shona shechoya ha'orein beveis avinodo. Haynu shishin. So that means from eli till when it was brought in Yerushalayim is a cheshben of 60 years. Nimse shahoya shishim shana mishen noilad Shmuel ad shebo ha'orin b'Yerushalayim. Shmuel was noilad b'shana rishayne of Eli. So the 60 years from his later till was brought to Yerushalayim. Af al gav de noilad b'shana rishayne, but we don't have 60 complete years because he was born, as we mentioned before, 6 months and 2 days afterwards. אם כן נקי לפוחס חצי שונה דהירויים, אוי סי שיבה חדושם שיורים בסטי פלישטה. But we have here, really, we have more than 60 years, if we start from when Eli became Shoifet, because it was 7 years, 7 months by the Plishtim. But if you want to cheshbon the years of Shmuel, so we'll start off 7 months later, and then we'll add on the 7 months, so we'll add up, we'll come to 60 years. The loika choshev, umol ye lahanu d'shas heroim. So memele, these 7 months will make up the 7 months of the heroim. So again, we have a cheshbon of 60 years from Leidash Shmuel to the Bias Ha'orein to Yerushalayim. Nimtza Shoshmoine, Nimtza Shohoyo Shmoine Shonim, now, Taisa says, we have 6 years. Now there was 8 years, Mimisa Shmuel, from Shmuel was Nifter, Ad Shebo Ha'orein Yerushalayim. Now we have to, from these 60 years, we have to subtract 8 years. How do we get this? Shrei hoyo shisha chadoshim mi misa shmuel koidim shemoshchei David lemelech bechevrim. Before David became a melech, there 6 months elapsed. Umolach shom sheva shonim umachze. And in Chevron, he was a melech 7.5 years. So we have from misa shmuel till umiyad molach birushalayim. So that means when it be behavior orin, so memela the orin, which is a cheshbon of 60 years later, was brought 8 years after Mises Shmuel. Ata hoser shmoine shonim mi shishim shonim shahoya mishenoilat Shmuel adavos orin biyisha nun beish shonim. So now you'll subtract the 20 years from the 8 years from the 60 years will come out that he was 52 years.